is Jarvis Smith. And you are listening to Candle of Knowledge. You know, it was so surprising for me to learn that I was going to become an uncle. My brother had, you know, made that announcement to me that he was getting ready to have his first child with his longtime girlfriend. And it was really exciting to find out about that news that he was getting ready to become a father and I was going to get ready to become an uncle. And just that process of everything that, you know, my brother was going through to get himself ready to become, to have a baby be born and his son come into his life and just all the things that he was going to be able to do with him as, you know, he was going to raise them and just all the different things he's going to be able to share with them and all the different things that, you know, they were going to be able to do together as a family. And one of the things I thought about too was just the concept of sharing. What will we be able to share? In particular, what was I going to be able to share as his uncle, you know? And I think about how this podcast, Candle of Knowledge, just reaches a new level of importance because now you think about this podcast, it's like the lineage and it's like the area where, you know, Atreus, which is the name of my nephew and my brother's son, Atreus was going to be able to learn about his family. You know, fortunately, my brother's girlfriend's family is all there and they all reside within the same area of Illinois and the set that's there. So he gets to learn about his Latin heritage, him being biracial, being half Black, half Mexican. That's beautiful. But then when it comes to our side of the family tree, you know, obviously my brother's going to be sharing stories with him about his family history. Obviously, he's going to get a chance to meet a lot of my aunts and uncles from my mother and father's side. But when it comes to meeting his grandparents on my brother's side, our side, he unfortunately will not be able to do that. And, you know, I think that it can be a challenging thing when you start thinking about that. A great moment can become a little bit morbid, a little bit more sadder. A little bit of melancholy there, right? We just think about just the idea of, you know, our parents not being there to see this big moment, the birth of the first grandchild and then becoming a grandparent, et cetera. And it's something that obviously I wish, I know my brother wishes, they both were here to experience and see and meet Atreus in person because he has so much personality and showing characteristics of a little bit of everybody, you know, on both sides of the family. But this is when I started to think about all the different stories that I was telling about my mom and my dad, Atreus's grandparents, and how this podcast now takes a new life because now this can serve as a way for him to connect without meeting them, but to know who they were through these stories and how important that is to be able to use this as a resource, as a tool now. You know, not just like this hypothetical tool to, you know, I know there's people listening and definitely from the comments that I've gotten from other people, the type of feedback that they've gotten from the podcast and just some of the different, you know, insight that they provided me about how this has impacted their life, et cetera. But now that there's actual more a direct way that this podcast is going to serve somebody, it's going to serve the future. I mean, Atreus, you know, at the time of me recording this is only 2 years old, you know, right here as of December 12th, 2023. But as he gets older and matures and grows and begins to articulate his words and talk even more and ask questions and remember things and details, I'm pretty sure one of the questions are going to be about, you know, where are your parents at? Where are your parents at, Dad? I'm thinking, obviously paraphrasing. I want to believe that's going to be one question I have, or just something about, you know, his grandparents on my brother's side of the family. And that's the part where obviously my brother will have to share the stories about where they're at, and Atreus will get a chance to meet them where they rest at as far as a burial site. But as far as hearing the stories, besides what my brother shares, it's also going to be what I can do and what I can do to kind of have this as an important thing for Atreus to listen to and experience and to hear these stories about his mom and dad and know those stories about how they influence my brother, your father, and how they influence your uncle, which is me, in his life, and just how, you know, they were some great people. And I think about that so much. And like, that's what, you know, it just means so much more now. And like, it kind of gets me when I think about, you know, restarting this podcast and getting things going again with this podcast and the whole entire rebirth thing. this is definitely one of those areas where the podcast, again, gets new life. It becomes reborn, becomes rebooted. It gets a new sense of direction and purpose, because now it's helping educate and inform and give a connection to, you know, Atreus, to his grandparents that he never got a chance to formally meet. But now through our words, through my voice, you know, he'll be able to know those stories about how his grandparents were with us, you know, and how much they inspired both of us. So I think it's very important that this is here to serve as that timeless piece of reflection, memory, and archival history for him to go back on as he begins to go back on his own family history and begins to understand who he is and where he comes from and what was his family story as far as who were they as people and what were they about and how did they help raise my uncle and my father and what are some of the things that I can learn maybe from their experiences into my own life and things that I'm doing right now. I think that's really exciting. It makes me very fortunate to be able to do this right now. And yeah, you know, I think that's the best part for me, becoming an uncle. I feel like that's the best role that I can serve, being an uncle. And I feel like that's the role that I can play, being an uncle and being a person that Atreus can look to and look up to and come to about things. You know, that's the best role that I can play in his life. And as he continues to grow and develop. And I think that that's something that I take very serious. And I'm very excited to be able to play that role in his life and help shed that color in his life to his character and to his personality. And as he begins to shape and evolve into his own individual, his own person, and obviously become his own man with his own voice. I think that this is definitely something that I hope that when Atreus, as he gets older and has his own family, thinking way ahead here, this is some memories that he holds on to. And that's just the beautiful thing about audio. And that's the beautiful thing about telling these stories. It's like it just has this everlasting effect where it can just be passed on to one person to the next person. And these stories don't have a timeline on this. There's no, you know, ending to it. And I think that's such an important thing. And I definitely, like I said, really excited to play that role and have that responsibility as his uncle to do that. And then too, when I think about my brother becoming a father, again, as I was saying, very excited for him. But also it's just great to see, you know, how my brother has evolved over the years from how, you know, from the earlier years of being a, you know, adolescent himself, a teenager to a young adult to now adults, and just how much he's blossomed so much and all the different things that he's experienced and learned from and grown and, you know, finding his own footing now as a father now and what he sees for his son and for his family and how he wants to kind of help them spearhead that. So just conversations about things like what schools or what hopefully activities he wants to introduce him to or, you know, things like that. Like perfect example, like my brother's a big gamer. You know, my brother and I also, we grew up in a household full of gamers. You know, my mother would play Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man. My father would play Madden and stuff like that. And then my brother, obviously, and I, we caught the bug of playing video games, even though I was more casual as I got older. My brother's more hardcore than I am. He's always staying up to date about the latest. And I kind of find my game that I like to play and just really get married to that or some other games that I enjoy playing, et cetera, et cetera. But now my brother, hear him talk about how like some of the old game consoles that he have, he'll introduce that to Atreus and have him play that as he gets older, you know, and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. Or even just the photos and videos that he'll send me of Atreus just watching him play the game currently and just how he just gets glued to it. Or some of the animated TV shows that Atreus was watching that were inspired by some of the games we played, like Sonic or Spider-Man, Super Mario, and so many other type of figures that he's kind of coming across, classic memories. And I think that's the cool thing about just the things that my brother will introduce him to as far as his teaching style, his parenting style as a father, as a leader, and as a guardian to Atreus, and how, yes, he will definitely make him knowledgeable of those things and, you know, guide him through life. And then also, too, just the different lessons that he'll have to show Atreus from both verbally and then maybe sometimes if Atreus gets out of line, you know, have to put him in check. You know, it just is no different than we were when we were kids with our parents. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think that's what, you know, makes me excited to see how my brother will continue to go down this path and go down this road. And, you know, this also gets me thinking about family as well. And, you know, when that time comes for me, what does that look like for me? You know, I'm definitely more open-minded to the idea of family now, ever since my parents passed away, and just what are you passing on as far as legacy goes, and what type of legacy are you leaving behind? And what do you aspire for within a family? It's so interesting when I think about it. I don't necessarily have a preference about, be very, as far as I want a boy or a girl or something like that. You know, you're very fortunate to have what you have. But I will say, though, I guess if I had to paint it in a fantasy way, right, just speaking hypothetically, I have thought about having a daughter or daughters. You know, there's this, you know, it's relatable, but there's this comic book character that I'm really big on from this story called The Life and Times of Martha Washington. And it's basically about this female character and how she just basically goes from being this underdog Black woman who comes from a futuristic Cabrini Green Chicago projects where there's literally a ceiling over her head as she's a young girl. She's illiterate. She can't read. And she has to fight to get to visit, like both literally and figuratively fight through all these different experiences to become liberated. And throughout this entire story, she goes through all these different phases of becoming liberated, becoming independent, and eventually literally saving the world throughout this timeline before this character eventually passes away. And I said, man, that's one hell of a story. And that's something that I would love to introduce to my children, right? You know, boy or girl, because you can take away anything, but definitely if I had daughters, that's something that I would introduce to my children that way and be like, yo, this is a phenomenal character. And this is something that you can be anything. Don't let any type of ceiling get on you or be on you. No matter what type of disadvantages you may have or whatever, you can fight through all that and break through all that. And that's something that I take great pride in. So just think about how my brother's introducing Atreus to all these different characters from video games that we grew up with and stuff like that. What type of things would I introduce to my child as far as pop culture or stuff of that nature, you know, that's something I would definitely do to kind of show them through these characters that these traits that they have, though this may be a fictional story, these traits, these qualities, these type of themes and motifs and ideas that are being introduced are real. You don't have to just be confined to this one thing. So I think that's something that I think about greatly about wanting to do and wanting to educate. And that's because that's the exciting part of raising children and having that. So again, that's my long way of saying if you could just sit here and just choose in a little, you know, if what do you want to have, boy or girl type of thing, choose like that, like it's just that simple, then you know, I guess that's the reason I would choose, you know, girls if I had a chance. But again, it'd be a blessing to have anything to be able to share the knowledge with and to pass on that knowledge for that my parents pass on to me and my brother, then what they'll learn from myself and then what they'll grow into through their own experiences too. I think that's the amazing thing. So, you know, it's very exciting to see where this goes. And again, having this platform right here, Candle of Knowledge, is so critical to be able to continue to tell these stories and to capture these stories and then share these stories with the future. Because again, maybe it's not the Atreus that necessarily gravitates towards the story the same way that I think that they will. But maybe if Atreus just likes it, you know, like, and he wants to one day as he gets older, share with his future family, you know, then there you go. There could be another way that his future family will know about their great, great grandparents, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that's the amazing thing about it. Just that timeline, that thread that's connecting everyone together. And the idea of this podcast becoming more than just spoken word, but just a piece of history that everyone can go back on and understand where they came from. That's invaluable, and I'm very thankful to be in this position to be able to do this. Candle of Knowledge is a
Line Slayer Audio
production recorded at My Workstation Works OC. If you want more information about the podcast, go ahead and visit candleofknowledge.com. Once again, that's candleofknowledge.com. If you want to follow the podcast on social media, the main social media account is Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. Once again, that's Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. I also have a playlist too on YouTube. It's in the show notes of this episode right here. It's called the Rebirth Playlist. It's just a collection of all the different artists and songs that inspired this volume of Candle of Knowledge. If you like what you heard for this podcast and you want to take things a step further, you can donate to the podcast using the link in the show notes of this podcast too, called Acast Supporter. That platform allows you to contribute a small amount of money to the podcast and help an independent DIY podcast producer like myself continue to tell more great stories about my family. And finally, the easiest thing that you can do to support the podcast is follow, comment, like, share, engage with the podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms if you truly enjoy the content, because again, your support goes a long way in that way as well. And just share it with someone that you appreciate genuinely, because that means a lot. Thank you for listening once again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.